I just want to thank Fall for the Book and the Kennedy Act for giving me the opportunity to read. This first poem is a lament for my grandfather. Basically, all you need to know is that when he died, he was estranged from the family, and this poem sort of has just the few fragments of him I know sort of in it. And it's me just trying to bring these things together. So it's called Second Lament for Albert Hall. When my grandfather dies, his ex-wife, Grandma, toasts, good riddance, margarita in one fist, the pose recalling a picture of great-grandfather Hall in a broad-collared polka dot with a cigarette and slits, how he babysat my father in a bar. I wouldn't say my family has a drinking problem. I'd say we can feel the hard high wire biting into the flesh of our feet and the distance between that pain and a greater pain, knowing that falling only a matter of course, what good is a line that must be followed? Night, and I'm riding my bicycle down the slender shoulder of Route 4 to my tiny mansion beside Cook's trailer park and his liquor store, the geese asleep in the tangle of the tobacco fields. I know I'm passing the hollow eyes of a scarecrow leaning in some futz's vegetable patch. Sometimes the scarecrow is dressed as a farmer with a wheelbarrow of petunias. Sometimes he's dressed as a businessman with a case, and strangely, once as a man on a rusted bicycle. Today, it is near Halloween, and the scarecrow is dressed like a scarecrow. At a terrible speed, heavy trucks pass me, wobbling across the white highway line, singing drunk and afraid. Albert Hall fathered 7 children before he left, one being my father, who fathered 4 children, who were standing in the sleet because their mother has decided she might leave forever, and is inside trying to tell her husband this at the top of her lungs. Albert Hall was an excellent singer, and often didn't pay the power bills. My father built a house to live in and was an excellent piano player until, tending the grounds of this house, he dipped a knuckle too deep into a wood chipper. Lastly, I am a so-so singer and fond of plants. I tell you this again because boulders of newspapers are rumbling by the window where I sit with myself. My mother has remarried. There's a galaxy of petals turning on the axis of the telephone. To stand up and get to the door, I'd have to tear through a wall of twitching butterflies. And in the field where Albert Hall is buried, a yellow pillar of grass unhusks itself on a piston of air. The feathery seed rockets high above his stone, soft and placental, where the letters of his name multiply viciously. Now I want to talk about a great, great uncle who makes his way as a vaudeville walker, how he goes across the stage's glossy boards, one foot before the other, then again, his arms and hands doing rubber birdie things, one foot before the other, then again, feigning drunkenness, not knowing his blood is full of hammers, not knowing his family tree is snapping off its own limbs, not caring because he's just a dead guy in pancake makeup. And what can he do about it, anyway? One foot before the other, then again, his eyes pinned to the trembling line.